This is the Taxpayers Federation podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more government accountability. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta director for the CTF. My good friend, Franco Terrazano, he's in Ottawa. I like to say he's at our embassy in Mordor because he is right next to the volcano where we throw all of our money and it spits out stupid things. So, Franco, you and I have been going back and forth on the phone quite a bit this week because something miraculous is happening in the United States. They're talking big league about cutting government waste. We've got Elon Musk, obviously head of X, the guy that does all the rocket ship stuff in Starlink, talking directly with people like Ron Paul about slashing the size of government. And in order to do so, he's doing something very smart. I like to think that he took the idea from our Teddy Waste Awards. And he's highlighting the stupid things that government wastes its money on. And I gotta say, he's even done it in a cute way. He's called it the Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE. For the kids on Twitter, it's this cute little kind of corgi-like thing. Anyway, it's way too young for me. Franco, is it finally actually happening? Are we making cutting government waste great again?
Well, you know what? You know where we actually need some government efficiency is in Canada, yeah. Right? Like, remember, folks, when the federal government spent more than $12,000 so senior citizens in other countries could talk about their sex lives in front of live audiences. Yeah, the federal government was funding seniors in other countries like Taiwan to talk about all the sex they've ever had in front of live audiences. Folks, they weren't even Canadian seniors. The government was outsourcing old people's sex stories. You know, to stay on brand, I guess.
Wait. This is his favorite one, guys. You have to really listen to this one. Go.
Yeah. The Trudeau government also spent 8,800 smackers on a sex toy show in Germany. Now, call me old fashioned, but if the Germans want to have a sex toy party, let them pay for it themselves. Canadian taxpayers shouldn't be paying for that. So, you know, all this talk in the media is now going on about this, you know, Department of Government Efficiency in the U.S. Well, let me just read what the mandate is. OK, here is a quote. Dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. Oh, like, look, that should be the mandate letter of the finance minister of Canada. So do we need more government efficiency in Canada? Yeah.
Like I said, folks, it's been a really special week. To actually have people in positions of power talking dead seriously about this stuff of like, look at all this government waste. It's crazy. And the reason why we're highlighting the really stupid stuff, like outsourcing old people's sex stories to other countries that really happened, or paying for a sex toy show in Germany, again, that really happened. By the way, part of that too, it didn't get enough coverage. It wasn't just that one sex toy show. They actually went on the road. There was like some weird bus tour across Germany over the summer. Yeah, and Canadian taxpayers paid for it. But the reason why we're highlighting the insane stuff off the top is because, frankly, it gets your attention and it is representative of government waste. It's showing, hey, there's a lot of money flowing around here. How about we stop wasting it on this stupid stuff? Because the reason why is every time somebody like Franco or someone like Elon Musk, in the same sentence, says we need to cut government spending or cut government spending, they often say something like, oh, what do you want to cut first? You know, food for orphans or healthcare for old ladies? How about no sex toy shows in Germany? But compared to the actual budget, Franco, I can hear our critics right now, a few tens of thousands of dollars for old people's sex stories and toys in Germany, that doesn't really add up to much. Let's get serious. Where should this government cut? Here in Canada, where can we cut to find some serious savings?
Well, critic of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, this isn't your show. This is the Canadian Taxpayers Federation show. So I'm going to keep talking about the crazy waste first, okay. And then we'll get into the big stuff because I'm not done yet.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some more waste. Okay. The federal government spent $32,000 on a report on how space exploration is racist, exploitative, elitist, and environmentally destructive.
And sexist. You forgot sexist.
Oh, and I forgot sexist. Here's another. Here, speaking of, sex, gender, here's another report. $20,000 on gender politics in Peruvian rock music. Or how about this one? $100,000 report on tracking the birth, life, and death of an urban grocery cart. $100,000. The life of a grocery cart. You know, Trailer Park Boys, one of my favorite shows. I remember Bubbles always assembling these grocery carts. You know, the government probably could have just handed him a couple pepperoni sticks and some cat food and case solved. But look, more waste. The federal government spending $8 million building a barn at Rideau Hall. Now, I don't know the first thing about farming, but I do know my buddies in Brooks know how to build a barn for a lot less than $8 million. Or how about this one, right? Stats Canada spending almost $1 million on podcasts with topics ranging from gender to misinformation to arts and crafts.
No, wait. One of those podcasts involved the LGBTQ plus community and the paranormal. So they were like talking about gay ghosts. I just saying, man, if David Bowie and Freddie Mercury want to do a duet and they want to do Under Pressure in the Underworld, I'm buying tickets for that. But you shouldn't be forcing taxpayers to pay for it, man. They actually did.
Speaking of things taxpayers shouldn't be paying for, how about this one? Parks Canada. I believe they've hired, Mr. Magoo to oversee their hunting operations. Well, it took Parks Canada 4 years, $10,000 to capture one bullfrog. 4 years, $10,000, one bullfrog. Job well done, Parks Canada. And the only hunting operation that was worse than that Parks Canada hunting operation is another Parks Canada hunting fiasco, right? When Parks Canada dropped $800,000 to hunt like 84 deer at a cost of $10,000 a deer. Now, you might be wondering, Franco, how in the world is a hunting operation leading to $10,000 a deer?
Well, I was wondering that myself.
Yeah, I mean, hunting does get a little bit more expensive when you're the government and you decide to fly in foreign sharpshooters to hunt deer out of a rented helicopter, which they rented for like $60,000. Or we're not done yet, folks. I got a bunch that I want to talk about.
No, wait. Well, I just need to add to that because there's actually an upsetting part of that, too. I was raised on hunted meat. I totally get hunting. Number one, as our boss and friend Todd pointed out, should we really call them sharpshooters? Because they really didn't nail that many deer from the helicopter. But second, I just wanted not to be a downer. They did something stupider. They put up a whole bunch of nets around the island. Like, for anybody who's ever been around deer or wildlife that have antlers and spindly legs, that was a disaster. So these deer got caught up in the nets and thrashed themselves to death. So just add government to make something worse, stupider, and more expensive. Please go on, Franco.
Well, you know, we don't have all day, so let me just give you a couple more. One department, Global Affairs Canada, spending $51,000 a month on booze. Huh? They even expense taxpayers for $1,000 booze-filled trivia night. Or how about this one? The fact that the government is spending an average of $76,000 a month renting art. $76,000 a month. More than what the average Canadian worker makes in an entire year.
Hey, just a sec, because this one wasn't explained to me very thoroughly. How are they renting art? Like, where's the art being rented from?
From the government's own art bank. So they're double billing you. Okay, so first, the government spends all this money buying up art for its art bank, and then government bureaucrats rent the art from the art bank so they can hang up pretty pictures in their office.
But the art's already there in the art bank.
Yeah, in a federal crown corporation.
Okay, that's just... Okay.
I don't know, folks. We got so much more. Let me just leave you with this one, okay?
We need more.
So one year, Trudeau and his cabinet had three affordability retreats cost taxpayers more than $1 million.
Did that include the fancy one that he went to in Manhattan to fight poverty?
No, that those were the affordability retreats held in Canada. What was it? PEI, Hamilton, and Vancouver. Oh, I almost forgot the craziest one of all, when the Governor General spent $71,000 on limo services in Iceland for a 4-day trip when the hotel was like a 10-minute walk away from the main conference center. In fact, the Governor General could have just bought a brand new BMW, drove it around the island for 4 days, and then left the BMW at the airport with the keys still inside of it, and she still would have spent less money.
And again, to stress, folks, every nickel of this is your money. This is all your money. This is your money, your neighbor's money, your mom's money, your kid's money if they're working. Like, this is all your money. And to get back to, very quickly, the booze nights, which really ticks me off, like, why are bureaucrats billing taxpayers for their alcohol ever at all? Did you tell me that the average salary or pay for a bureaucrat now is more than $100,000, or is it closing in on $100,000?
$125,000, the average compensation for a federal bureaucrat. And Chris, great segue into the bigger items, right? Yeah. We start off the top with some of the wasteful spending, but now to answer the critics. Look, if you really want to fix the government's budget, you have to take some air out of the ballooning bureaucracy in Ottawa. And that's because more than half of the government's day-to-day spending is going to the bureaucracy. The average compensation for a federal bureaucrat, you know, when you look at their salary, the perks, the pensions, is $125,000 a year. And like, Trudeau has completely ballooned the bureaucracy. Trudeau has added 108,000 extra federal government employees since becoming prime minister. So he's increased the number of bureaucrats by 42% in less than a decade. Is there anyone out there in Canada who's not paid for by the taxpayer who's getting 42% better services from the government? No.
You should be a stand-up comedian.
Well, yeah. And then speaking of the bureaucracy too, right? It's not just that you're paying for more bureaucrats, you're paying for more expensive bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. So in the last 4 years alone, Trudeau has handed out 1 million pay raises. So in the last 4 years, for the normal world, the real world, people lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. Businesses went under. Remember the pandemic? Remember what the private sector went through?
Folks got locked down. Yep.
Then there was an inflation crisis where taxpayers struggled to afford the necessities like groceries and rent. But behind the golden gates of government, it was just pay raise, pay raise, pay raise. Like the Oprah Winfrey show, you get a pay raise, you get a pay raise. Everyone gets a pay raise. And then on top of the pay raises, on top of the more than 100,000 new bureaucrats added, the feds have dished out $1.5 billion in bonuses since 2015. Chris, these government departments can barely meet half of their own performance targets, and the government is handing out hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses every single year.
Did you say 1.5 billion in bonuses?
I sure did.
So just quick math, that could pay the salaries for 7,500 cops and 7,500 new paramedics. Instead of those bonuses. That's crazy.
But won't you think of the struggling bureaucrat in Ottawa? Hey, speaking of the bureaucracy, there's so much that we can get into, but let me just highlight the tax man, the Canada Revenue Agency, okay? So since Trudeau has come to power, he's added about 20,000 extra CRA bureaucrats. One department, right? One agency, the CRA. Trudeau has added 20,000 extra CRA bureaucrats. Now, I don't know if any of the 20,000 additional bureaucrats know how to answer the phone, because like, good luck trying to get them on the phone when you need some help. But like, think about it this way, okay? So the CRA now has about 60,000 employees.
Oh my gosh.
South of the border, the IRS has about 82,000 employees, for about 10 times the population of Canada. Okay? So in Canada, there's one tax bureaucrat for every 700 citizens. In the US, there's one tax bureaucrat for every 4,000 citizens.
What? Sorry, there's a tax man in Canada for every 700 people?
Yes.
That's crazy. That would be like my kid's school would have three tax men in it. That's a crazy amount. I did not know that. Okay. Why? Can't we just reduce the size of government?
Yeah.
Well, let's get her done. Like, this is a casting call to any member of parliament or leader of a political party. Hello? Hello? Champion this. Campaign on reducing the size and cost of government.
And speaking of the bonuses, look, Mr. Pierre Poilievre on the Canadian Taxpayers podcast when he was running for leader said that he would end the bonuses for failing government authorities. He mentioned the Bank of Canada. He mentioned the CBC. And you know, we talked about the overall figure of bonuses, $1.5 billion. Let me break it down through some specific crown corporations. So the CBC has handed out, what, $132 million in bonuses since 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, how many people are watching the CBC?
Next to none. Like, it's so small, it's hard to measure how many people are watching the CBC now.
Okay, next one. Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, okay? They have consistently claimed that they have one objective over all others, and that's housing affordability for all. Chris, how affordable are homes right now?
They're not. They're unaffordable, Franco.
Good answer. The bonuses that they've handed out since 2020 is more than $100 million. Crazy, right? Let's look at my favorite crown corporation, the Bank of Canada. They have one job, keep inflation low and around 2%. Well, Chris, over the last couple of years, how have they done?
I think things are unaffordable, Franco, largely because of inflation.
Well, since the beginning of 2020, the Bank of Canada has handed out $78 million in bonuses.
That's disgusting, though. Why? They're not doing their job. Okay.
Want to know the worst one? Okay.
Okay.
ArriveCan. You guys might have heard of it, better known as ArriveScam. So the initial tab for ArriveCan was $80,000. The final tab, we actually don't know. The Auditor General tried to figure it out and said, well, the records are so poor that the Auditor General couldn't even figure out the final cost of taxpayers, but she pegged it at around $60 million. So 80 grand to 60 million bucks.
Just add government. And again,
Chris,
you got it.
Before, I got one more question for you. Do you think the government executives working on ArriveCan should have gotten a bonus?
No, because they're terrible and they didn't do a good job.
$340,000 in bonuses.
That could buy you a nice house here in Lethbridge, Franco. Just saying.
My mom's probably listening and she's probably doubling down on that sentiment.
Sorry, she's going to hold us to account for that one. Sorry. So that's the Crown Corps. Is there any way? So again, we keep on hearing this. There's nowhere to cut. This is an austerity budget. So we can go through the Crown Corps. We can at least cancel the bonuses. We should be reducing the size of our government. There's no need for 60,000 bureaucrats to be working at the CRA. One for every 700 Canadians?
700. Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of the Crown Corporations, right? So, look, the Crown Corporations, there's a bunch of them that should be defunded or sold off.
Yeah.
And if the government is really, if there is a politician out there listening who really wants to fix the budget, cut spending, cut taxes, and actually make things more efficient, well, then you have to ask yourself, like, what organizations in the federal government are there that shouldn't be there, right? That should be left to the private sector, and that taxpayers shouldn't be footing the bill. So let's look at some crown corporations that are essentially what businesses could and should be doing, if not already are doing, and let's see which ones that we could sell off. Well, we all know the CBC. We've talked about the CBC a bunch on the show. We don't have to get too much detail there, but like, think about it, right? The CBC is costing taxpayers more than $1 billion. Love that bumper sticker. And the CBC is a media organization. It competes directly with private sector media, independent media. We don't need a state broadcaster. Here's a couple more. The Canada Post. Okay, Canada Post. Well, Canada should follow the lead of other countries like the United Kingdom, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, New Zealand, and Portugal, which have either fully or partially privatized their national mail service. The Canada Post here, by the way, lost $548 million in 2022. They lost $748 million last year, and they even forecast, quote, larger unsustainable losses in future years. Like, what? Here's one more, okay? There's so many more, but here's one more. Via Rail. Now, if you've ever used Via Rail, I am sorry. I've used it many times. But here's the thing. Like, Via Rail already operates as a quasi-business in the sense that you already have to pay to get a ticket, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we should just fully privatize, fully sell Via Rail so that taxpayers who don't use Via Rail aren't paying for Via Rail. And like, Via Rail is an absolute money pit. So the feds have shoveled $1.8 billion at the failing Crown Corporation over the last 5 years just to cover Via Rail's operating losses.
I thought we had gotten out of Via Rail. How did I not realize that it's still this crazy money pit?
Yes, it's still the ghost of government waste.
See, that ghost should have been exorcised, frankly, under the Harper government. And there's nothing that would stop the Trudeau government from dealing with it tomorrow, but they're refusing to do so. So that is a huge amount of waste that you just described there. And, like, sorry to ask the dumb and obvious question, couldn't this then balance the budget and start paying down our massive, what is it, $1.2 trillion debt we've got now? Like, my point is that this is possible. Like,
it's 100% possible. Okay, so for starters, the Trudeau government could balance the budget next year and reverse the capital gains tax hike just by going to the spending that they said they would spend in budget 2022. So every year, folks, the government releases a budget and it has forecast spending over the next 5 years. Well, if the government was spending like it said it would spend in its own 2022 budget, the books would be balanced next year. And nobody was crying about austerity when Trudeau tabled his budget 2022.
No, that was a huge budget. Okay.
A huge budget. And like, here's why it's so important, right? So in less than a decade, Trudeau has doubled the debt. Okay? Trudeau has doubled the debt. Canadians' kids and grandkids will be making payments on that debt for the rest of their lives. But it's not just future generations that are being burdened. People today are being burdened, okay? Interest charges on the debt are blowing a $1 billion hole in the budget every week. Chris, every time you're in the store and you pay the federal sales tax, every penny you pay in the federal sales tax is now going to pay interest on the debt. So this is why it's so important for a government to cut spending and balance the books. And Chris, there's just one more item that I want to get to and where the government should cut, and okay, that is corporate welfare.
Yeah, let's get into that. Welfare. First, let's just define corporate welfare. So for people who are new to the podcast, who aren't in the arena, what do you mean by corporate welfare?
Direct subsidies where the government is taking taxpayers' money and giving it to businesses and corporations. Okay. Look, I love free enterprise, the free market, right? Like, if you're going to start a business with your own money and you're going to get people back to work, like, you are building this country. Okay. But what should not happen is the government taking money from people and giving their money to select a handful of corporations. That is corporate welfare. That is wrong, right? If the government wants to grow the economy, cut taxes, cut red tape, cut out corporate welfare. Well, listen to this, folks, okay? So the Trudeau government has put taxpayers on the hook for about $30 billion to multinational corporations like Honda, Volkswagen, Stellantis, and Northvolt to build battery factories. Now, you often hear the government and politicians say, well, we have to raise taxes so the rich pay their fair share, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you want the rich to pay their fair share, how about you just start by making rich multinational corporations pay for their own factories.
Yeah, quit paying for it with taxpayers' money. And the government tries to play, as you put it, investment banker with taxpayers' money, but they're not good at it. And they don't seem to make really solid bets. Like, I just saw the headline. I forget how much money that we had put into that cricket farm outside of London, Ontario. And now all of a sudden they're having to restructure. There's something going on at the plant, blah, blah, blah. And it's supposed to be producing cricket protein for consumption. Again, taxpayers paid for that. But if Jiminy Cricket wants to open up his own farm and start with the crickets, do it on your own dime. Why are we constantly seeing the government just dumping taxpayers' money into these ventures that often, frankly, go nowhere?
Yeah, great question. I mean, look, like, a couple things to understand with corporate welfare is, number one, this money isn't falling from the sky, right? So when you see these politicians hold a press conference, say, we're investing, that's the term they like to use, investing all this money to create all these jobs. Well, number one, that money isn't falling from the sky. That money is being plucked from other people's pockets. So at best, it's a shell game where the government is taking money from certain individuals and certain businesses and giving their money to a couple of these corporations through corporate welfare. So at best, it's a shell game, but it's worse than a shell game, right? Because in the free market, you have actual entrepreneurs who are risking their own money, right? And because the profit and loss mechanism, over time, you get more successful entrepreneurs in the market with more capital. That's what happens. Now, consider what happens when it's government making the decision. Well, it's all about the political incentives, right? It just so happens that all these battery factories, for the most part, are happening in southwestern Ontario and in Quebec.
Shocker.
Just a coincidence that these are in battleground areas, right? It's the political incentives that matter to the politicians and the bureaucrats. And like I say this all the time, but these politicians and bureaucrats and this government couldn't balance the budget of a lemonade stand. If they knew what was going to happen in the market, they wouldn't be politicians and bureaucrats. They would be investing their own money.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be on Bay Street somewhere or in New York City, like doing all these big fancy things? Yeah, they wouldn't be bureaucrats. They wouldn't be in government. This is kind of overwhelming. For people who do want to read up on some of this stuff, like our website, taxpayer.com, just search government waste or Teddy Waste Awards. And we've got lists there from every year of the most ridiculous amounts of government waste, using crazy examples like the sex toy stuff that we were talking about at the top of the show about taxes. And they also have really deep dive on things like what Franco's talking about with corporate welfare, with how you can bring down the cost of the bureaucracy. And there's even like boring stuff, okay, that they could do or stop in order to save money. Like, having worked on the Hill for a long time, there's something that's called March Madness that is part of their budgeting, which is one of the dumbest things you'll ever hear. For folks who run private businesses, like, please forgive me. What I'm about to say is crazy. They have this is how they budget. They get a certain amount of money, and if they have any money left over, say it's a department, okay, like, I don't know, the Veterans Affairs or Department of Health or whatever it is. Say it's a department and a ministry, and you're in a minister's office or you're a bureaucrat in the department, and they've got a certain amount of money per year to spend on stuff. Sure enough, every year around February, March is coming up, you'll get an email saying, do you need a ridiculously overpriced new office chair or laptop or something crazy to blow your money on? Because they actually have a system there that is use it or lose it. So if they don't waste every single nickel of your money that year, Franco, it's gone for them for next year. They aren't rewarded with it, with, hey, good job, we're now putting this money back into the treasury, we're going to save it, we're going to give people a tax cut, great job on keeping your balance, your budgets balanced within your department or saving money. No, you are forced to blow the money. The departments all work like that. This is a huge part of government waste. And you could just stop doing that You'd wind up saving people millions of dollars. Did we want to get to the taxpayer pro tip, or are you going to continuously browbeat us all with more government?
No, let's finish up. And Chris, why don't we just have one taxpayer pro tip today?
Okay.
Because I think it's exactly like we're going to say the same thing, right? Like on this issue. Look, folks, like regardless of what you think about Trump, whether you like him, don't like him, or indifferent, or whatever you feel about Musk, you know, it's important to see what other partners or countries are doing and see where we can ignore the bad and try to copy or even do better on the good stuff. And like I said, the mandate, which is to dismantle government bureaucracy, slash regulations, cut wasteful spending, and restructure federal agencies, like that should be in the mandate letter of the finance minister. So like, you don't need to set up another department officially. That should just be the job of the finance minister. And I would love to see that in the mandate letter that would go out to the finance minister, whether it's the next letter, whether it's the next minister, who knows. But the pro tip that goes out, let's say just to the federal government, is copy our homework. Cheat. All of this stuff is online. Just listen to this podcast. You can balance the budget. You can cut spending. The homework has been done. Copy the homework and get to work on cutting spending.
Amen. So once again, for people listening to this while walking your dog or doing your dishes, if you happen to be a bureaucrat or preferably working in a minister's office or in the opposition leader's office, go to our website, taxpayer.com. All of this is there, including what Franco's talking about with some pretty heavy pre-budget recommendation reports. I think your last one was like 70 pages long or something, where he goes in line by line showing where you can balance the budget and where you can save billions of dollars. Take it, steal it, copy and paste it. Just do it. Because at the end of the day, what we want is lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. Thanks for listening.